And we have with us Leslie Frazier, the instructor for the class. Leslie, welcome to Up Front.
Thank you for having me.
And the one and only Beth Berry, a participant in the writing class. Beth, welcome to Up Front.
Hi, Daria. It's nice to be here.
And Beth is also, I want to say, a past member, a veteran of Up Front from years past. So, tell us. Now, Beth, what do you do here on campus?
I work in the Labor Center. I am the administrative assistant there. I'm actually assistant to Tom Jurevich, the director, and I'm a member of the PSU MTA union.
Yeah, hard to remember the letters for that because it just changed. And Leslie, how about you?
I am lucky to be an instructor in Labor Management Workplace Education Program, and I used to work here for, about 6 years and left, I think almost 4 years ago when we had a round of layoffs.
Yes, slash and burn budget cuts. Sorry, Leslie.
I know, well, it's true, but it got me on another path. And then I got an invitation last fall because the budget picture was looking brighter and there was some funding to offer more writing classes. So I was invited back to teach and I said, I'd love to. I love teaching writing at UMass.
And meanwhile, actually, just as an aside, Leslie's been studying ministry and actually ministering out in the world.
I didn't know we were going to talk about that.
No, we're not. That's just a little P.S. P.S.
So, don't worry. I'm not going to try to convert anybody. I have no religion. It's really kind of an odd thing to be in divinity school and not have a religion, but that's the way I am.
So. Can we get an amen out of that?
Amen.
So tell us. And by the way, we have with us our usual team.
This is Al Spady.
Me.
Melinda Nielsen.
Well, how about sharing a little bit? What's the writing class like? Is it one of those teacher stands up, dry lecture, ruler, slapping on the board?
You did it wrong. Wrong. I don't know.
Red marks everywhere.
Is it like that, Beth? What's it like?
Well, it's an opportunity to write, and it's wonderful. My experience has been that Leslie, as the teacher, gives us prompts, and everybody sits down and writes for 10 to 20 minutes, and then we all get to read our writing, and it's amazing to get to know the people on campus in various kinds of jobs and get to know them from their writing, from what they've written. It's just a great experience.
We really run it like a workshop, and what that means is people work on what they want to work on, but I like to think of it also as a play shop. It's really, we play with our writing, we play with our words, we play with ideas. Sometimes we'll hit a theme and we'll kind of keep going with it for a few weeks, we really work on what people want to work on. So they work individually, and then we'll do some things in groups, and we had hoped to have another writer from our workshop here today, to give us an example of something that everybody did, but I think a little later Beth's going to read from
it. It's kind of fun when everybody writes from the same prompt or writes from the same thing, and then we read our writing and it's all so different. It's amazing the directions that people's imagination goes, and their writing's different, and it's fun. It's just really fun.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds a little intimidating, read your writing in front of a whole group of other folks. Is it, how do you get up the courage?
Well, you're invited to write, you're invited to read, and you don't have to if you don't want to. But I think most people have found that after it goes around the room and people are reading, they just want to participate. It's not scary. One of the things is that everybody says something nice about your writing. I mean, it's not a place to be critiqued at all. And mostly they just say something they notice, something positive, something that they really identified with in the writing, or they liked the sound of those words together, just something positive. That's been my experience.
What we do is, with the first class, we set up what I've called writing agreements. And so everybody knows what those are, that you don't have to worry about it. And the agreements are very, very, they're very
loving.
Supportive and loving. Actually, they are. And one thing that one of my writing teachers used to say was, you never, if you're reading a piece of writing that you've just written, you would never say anything bad about it right away to someone, because it's just come out of them. It's just, it's like a new baby. Here's a new baby. Why would we do anything to hurt that baby? Or why would we do anything to make it feel bad at all? So what we say is, here's what I noticed, here's what I liked, here's what that made me think about. And that's a way to give feedback to the writer, but it doesn't give negative critique. We have other ways to do that. If somebody has a piece of writing they want to work on and they want to hear what doesn't work, we'll do that too, but we never do that with writing that people have just written.
What's the size of your classes, you know, usually?
Pretty wonderfully small. I'd say 7 to 12 people. I think we had about a dozen this spring.
Right. Over the years, it's been about that. It's been very nice.
And that also makes it easier to share, because people get to know each other and trust each other.
Yeah, I was going to say that when it's not that many people, people have a tendency to communicate better, especially if they're shy.
I agree.
If you have 100 people, it's hard to get up and start talking in front of them unless you're used to that.
Right. Now, what do you want to do for people like me that can't spell? My syntax is terrible and I write like I talk.
Nobody's looking at your page. All you're doing is reading out loud. So we don't have any way of knowing what the spelling is. If you know what you've written, we do have some people that have a hard time reading their own writing sometimes. But it's just whatever it is. It's a gift. It's a gift to have somebody share themselves with you. And it's always fun. It's always good.
And what are the type of topics that sample of a couple topics?
You want to start us off on that, Beth?
I can think of the one that I'm going to read from later, which was really a fun thing. It starts out, you say something, I am from, and then you describe places from your childhood or places that you've lived, and you try to put in details. And then you just write, I am from this, I am from that, I am from here, I am from there.
Okay, wait, I think we need an example. How about reading your piece?
Well, let me explain it first. and then according to the instructions, you were supposed to do I am from and mention food. And foods maybe from your childhood or ethnic foods that you grew up with or that you're involved with now. The next part was people. I am from, you know, maybe people in your family or friends. And then the last part was kind of words and language. I am from this saying, or I am from this language. It was amazing to hear people read their different things. We all come from such different backgrounds, and there were things that we could identify with and things that just were so different for me. I mean, one person in our group was from fox hunting or something like that, and it was so different from me, but I know her, and it was fascinating to know where she came from.
Before Beth reads, I just want to put in a little aside. I look for exercises that will help people know themselves, know the issues that they're working with, and also know each other. And that was an exercise to help us get to know each other. We didn't have to talk about how I grew up, what I went through. We just wrote it, and we wrote the little snippets and the incredible memories and details, and it said so much more than someone talking for 5 or 10 minutes about what their background was.
So can we hear your piece?
Sure. Okay. I am from the deep green of Virginia. I am from bare feet filthy at the end of the day. I am from the deep shame of pubescent body odor in a new land of humidity. I am from hiding while reading books up in trees. I am from brothers playing football with water balloons in the living room. I am from sleeping on the sofa for months while my grandfather slept in the double bed in my room. I am from my grandmother's hospital bed in our dining room until an addition was built. I am from friends in school, at swimming, at their houses, always somewhere else. I am from spending 6 of the first 9 weeks of 6th grade at home and in the hospital, and I'm convinced now I just needed some attention. I time from exercising with my dad before the others got up and doing 100 sit-ups, boys style, for the presidential physical fitness test in sixth grade. I am from long days in chlorine-filled swimming pools. I am from swim meets throughout Virginia and North Carolina. I am from pasta in large bowls with flowers. I am from salads in wooden bowls seasoned with olive oil and garlic salt. I am from the fried dough with butter and sugar my Nana called Googles. I am from French fries with large diet sodas. I am from Betty, who was so beautiful but so afraid. I am from Al, whose handsome good looks and assurance hid pain. I am from my grandmother, Carmela, who I called Nana, strong, powerful, angry. I am from my grandfather, Giuseppe, who I don't remember calling anything. He died when I was 5, but we'd lived away for so long. Others called him Cabacchione, or Hardhead in Italian. I am from my grandfather, Ted, who I called Nindy and remember only crying, drooling, dying. I am from my grandmother, Minnie, who I called Mama, and remember mostly after she'd had a stroke. She couldn't move or talk, but when Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies sang When the Saints Go Marching In, Mama stood up from her wheelchair and sang every word. I am from Chuck, smart, struggling, stoned. I am from Dennis, smart, funny, fun. I am from Sarah Mae Gottrocks, my nickname when I was young, memorializing my acting like Sarah Bernhardt and my thick-headedness like my grandfather. I am from She'll Cry If You Look At Her Cross-Eyed. I am from I'll Give You Something to Cry About. I am from You'll Get a Crease in Your Nose If You Keep Wrinkling It Up Like That. I am from Pride Goeth Before a Fall. I am from You Some of a Bitch. I am from My Dad Calling Women Heifers, as in the heifers are in the kitchen. I am from My Dad Always Answering Tolerable, Tolerable when asked how he was. I knew the word, but I still thought it was a play on terrible. I am from Ti Voglio Bene as the ultimate expression of love. I am from Whatever as my surrender to life's greater glory.
Wow, that was terrific.
Applause, applause.
Thank you.
Beth Berry, that was Beth Berry from the Workers Writer Project, Workers Writer Class, through the Labor Management Workplace Education Program right here at UMass. Open to particularly AFSCME and USA members and SCI and PSU Unit B members. And there may well be a summer class. We're thinking, we're playing with the idea of having a summer class. So if you're interested, what would you do if you were interested, Leslie?
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to let us know if you work at UMass. Just give a call to Labor Management Workplace Education. And that's
545-2031.
I remembered it. You could also send me an email if you're interested, and I'm L Fraser at admin@umass.edu, and I'd be welcome to hear from you, and we'll let you know. We're thinking about doing something the end of June through July, not into August.
And always we do a whole battery of classes each fall and each spring semester, kind of starting a bit after the semester and ending a bit before the semester is over, except for up front it goes on continuously, although we are taking a summer break. So thank you so much for coming, worker writers, worker writer teacher, and we'll take a short break and we'll be back in a minute.